Hello, everybody. It is another episode of the Top Dad Podcast, a podcast by dads.
About dads.
For dads.
For dads. If we were going to do
only two dads.
If we were going to do a golf podcast,
ooh,
it would be called
dads.
Four Dads.
That'd be fucking awesome. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Should we do that in Palm Springs?
Yeah.
A Four Dads podcast?
Great. Oh, man. That sounds so good.
I don't think we're going to have enough energy.
All right. We'll do a Top Dad like.
I'm
going to
be so sore.
Four Dads. Oh, by the way, Matt and I are going to Palm Springs in the middle of February. Actually, Valentine's Day weekend. So if any of you dads out there want to skip your wives for Valentine's Day,
just join us in Palm Springs.
We're looking for an extra foursome.
Yeah.
Should be great. We're going to play PGA West.
Yeah.
Which is in my coffee book here from the 80s.
I saw that. And we're also going to play night golf.
Yeah. I found a night golf place.
Which I've never done in my life.
Not like night golf where you use those like glow-in-the-dark balls. This is night golf. Like, they have fucking stadium lighting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was light up.
No.
I thought it was like glow-in-the-dark balls.
You ever played glow-in-the-dark golf?
No, I'm sure it's horrible.
It sucks.
Sure. You're like,
it's very fucking dark. It's very cool to see the ball like, phew.
What's the one ball that is?
But they don't fly straight.
The split colors, the red and the yellow, or the
yellow and the
blue.
Yeah,
when it looks super cool, and when you hit it, if you don't hit it right, it makes you look like you're gonna seize because it's just like a explosion of insanity.
But the problem with night golf typically is that it's dark outside.
Yeah,
so it is great. You can see the golf ball glowing in the dark from very far away, and it looks very cool in the air.
We can't tell you what the.
Well, you got to fucking
walk in
out
the dark
in the dark with hundreds of yards. Fucking cliffs and shit. I mean, not in Illinois, but there's bunkers.
Oh, shit, there's a bunker.
Me and Gino, walked right into a bunker at St. Andrews.
I'm sure.
And he was just like, "The fuck are we?" I was like, "I didn't see it." He's like, "Well, I can't see over that hill." I was like, "That's cool." Gino's very short,
yes,
but he's very fun.
We got night golf. We got PGA West.
We're gonna do some putt putt.
We are.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I got a whole evening of.
I'm so excited for just
golf.
And then some beverages.
I found a putt-putt golf place.
And we're going to find us. We have a spa that we're going to go to one day.
Yeah, I've never been to a spa. I don't.
I know
spa.
You're very nervous about it.
I don't spa.
But is it just the fact that you don't want other people touching you?
Possibly. Yeah.
But like, what about if it's like? Here's a question.
Okay.
Would you rather get a massage from a dude or a lady?
So my first instinct would be a lady.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, nah. I kind of want that dude rubbing
me
down.
You want that dude to
get
you.
If I'm going to be uncomfortable,
better
uncomfortable.
I've only had one man massage me. It was on our honeymoon in Hawaii.
A massage. Mm-hmm.
It was uncomfortable. It was weird for me to have happen.
Yeah, I mean,
I've always
erection
had,
probably said it all too.
Yeah, that was definitely
yours, not his.
Yeah,
or both.
Or maybe both. Touch and tips.
I didn't even realize there could be two.
Touch
two
and
erections.
Tips. A massage podcast.
During a massage, I want to make sure that there's only one possibility of an erection.
Yes. That's exactly the
that's
rule.
It.
That's there's no more
yeah,
to that sentence.
It's funny because you guys were all like, "You've never." I was like, "No, my wife was a massage therapist."
Yeah,
and I don't do massages.
Speaking of, happy birthday to your wife.
Yeah, it's her birthday today. 41. Yeah. I told her the truth. I was like, "Turning 40 is not bad."
Yeah,
it's great. Everybody
super
remembers
good.
You. You do something very special.
Yeah.
It's a big landmark birthday. You know, it's like you're 21, 30, 40, mm-hmm. 50, 60. Like those are the birthdays now that you celebrate per decade. It's awesome. The one that sucks
is the one after that.
It's 41.
Yeah.
Cause like I didn't get shit.
Nobody
She's
gives
like,
two shits that it's your birthday.
All she got this morning was three cards and actually four cards. Sawyer made her two cards.
Nice.
We found this thing on YouTube where you can make like this little pocket thing.
Oh.
You like sealed it up and we
put
M&Ms inside.
Nice.
It looks like a bag of chips.
Oh,
it was cool. And
nice.
Then we made that. Ours did not turn out as good as it looked.
I'm
but
assuming
it was
they
great.
Didn't.
Only because she put like a pound of M&Ms in this. Like
she put a whole pound of M&Ms
in
a makeshift envelope?
Like index card sized, where
that's
like you fold the index card
in
half.
Oh, that thing's really folded
in. Yeah, I was like,
there.
Dude, you got to put in less M&Ms. And she was like, no, this is cool. I was like, okay.
Whatever.
Whatever you want, baby.
Hey.
And then I was like, we should make mommy breakfast.
Yep.
That's what you do for when you're in your 40s. You make your wife breakfast. And I was like, I think mommy's favorite breakfast is French toast.
Okay.
So I was like, no. I was like, wow. This is awesome, the fact now that I have like
a
consigliere.
You have like a posse of
opinions. I have a consigliere of like, and when I screw up, Sawyer reminds me now of things.
Hey, Dad, don't be dumb.
She's at that age where she can help me legitimately. And she was like, no, I think it's eggs and toast. You know, like eggs in a hole.
Oh, egg in a basket or egg in a hat
we
or
call it
eggs
like
and toast.
Eggs in a hole. We just say eggs and toast.
Egg in a hat. I don't know where the hell. Oh, because if you cut out the bread circle.
Oh, I cut out the bread circle.
You put the bread circle on top of the egg, and now it's a little hat for the
egg.
I think that's why it's egg
their favorite
hat.
Part is the little circle of toast.
Oh yeah,
because it's drench it's basically in butter and then put it on the grill.
Yeah, it's basically great. A mini griddle. Circle of French toast.
It's so good. So anyway, so Sawyer reminded me that that was her favorite. So we made that, and then when Lindsay came down, she was like, "Oh, my favorite breakfast." I was like, "Damn it,
Sawyer good job, wins. Sawyer. Way to go!
You nailed it.
You know mom better than I do."
Yeah. And then I'm going to get her something else. She was like, oh. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, I'll give you my present tonight. She's like, I don't want it. I was like, "This not that. That's not the present I was thinking of.
Don't worry. You don't but have to thank do anything.
You. Yeah, you don't have to fake a headache on your birthday, which is fine.
My present is two Motrin.
And no. So because The Kills, which is one of our favorite bands.
The Kills?
The Kills. They're much scarier than they sound. It's a guy-girl band. It's a two-person band. One guy, one girl.
So now there's The Killers and The Kills.
The Kills. Okay. K-I-L-L-S. No Z. It's not an R&B group. Okay. Yeah. They're very good. So it's a guy-girl group, which we like. And they play on Valentine's Day in Chicago at the Aragon, which we would have gone to.
Except we're going
to
be
Except we're flying to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
I was totally fine with this Valentine's Day thing, except for the fact that she was pissed that
that was happening.
That we were going to miss this concert. They're only playing in Chicago one night. They always play like mildly small venues. They're a really good live band. They also are one of those older bands. They've been around for 20-something years.
Okay.
They do like the catalog.
Oh, they
like
play
they
the
have
whole,
a new album. That's
they
why
play,
they're touring.
But they play their classics.
But they play a lot of good, like their old stuff, which is what, you know, when you're a band that's been around that long, like you got to
play the hits.
You got to placate to the people, but got to get the people what they want.
Yeah.
So anyways, although I like the new stuff too, so I'm totally fine with all of it. So the plan is I can't go to Chicago, which is only an hour away to drive from the burbs.
God, so where are you going instead now?
So I found they are playing in New York City on February 24th. So her birthday present is going to be
a
Kills concert in New York City and a one-night stand with, I'm hoping me. I'm hoping she
is it
decides.
Just a one-night event?
I'm just going to give her a one-night hall pass. Just be like, you get a one-night event. If you'd like to pick somebody up at the concert, I guess you could.
Yeah.
This is technically not a hall pass.
Could be you, though.
No, I'm hoping it'll be me. I'm sure it will be. But yeah, I figure this way we can like go and then
look a little mini weekend out of it.
Not even a weekend. Like a one-night, like just like a one-night fly-in in the morning,
February
have
in New
lunch.
York sounds cold.
I love February. I love February in New York. Hold on.
New York
I love New York in February. I love New York in the winter. Yeah. I'm a winter New York person. I love it. I like wearing the
you
coats
wanna wear
and
your
scarves.
Coat, and your scarf
my fancy
and your gloves.
Matrixy
your...
looking coats. And then we go to these really
posh.
Awful Chinese places. Lindsay's like, oh, it's got 2,000 reviews on Yelp. It should be great. We go in. Like, they don't have seating. It's in like a strip mall. It's not a strip mall. It's like in the basement of like this like random building.
It's
three flat.
It's just Crab Rangoon.
There's just shit everywhere. They've got like some weird Bachelor show on, which I kind of watched for 20 minutes because that's what it was.
Why wouldn't you?
Like it was the most random spot. And normally you'd be like, this is going to be awful. Nobody would eat here. But they had so many great reviews.
Yeah.
So we walked over there and then we got it. And guess what? How could 2,000 people be wrong? I don't know, but they were.
They
it
were.
Was awful.
It was horrible.
It tasted like gas station Chinese food.
Oh, no.
It was no good.
Are you sure they went to the right
no
place?
No bueno. Maybe we fucked up. I don't know.
Did you go to China 1 instead of China 2?
Yeah, I hate when they do that shit. China Hat, and it's really China Hut, and I'm like, fuck! They just misspelled it.
It's like spring break in high school. We drove to Florida, and there was all these Waffle Kings and
Waffle Houses,
whatever else. And they were like, Waffle King. We're like, wait a minute. Which one's better? Waffle House or Waffle King?
Now, if you were to stop, you'd go Waffle Hut or Waffle King?
Or Waffle House. I'd rather have the house than the hut, but do you want the king over the house?
Oh, yeah, I would have gone King.
Yeah.
Waffle King for sure.
Yeah.
He's the king.
Nobody beats him. I'm pretty sure it's not as good.
Nah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Sometimes name live. Anyways.
So.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Happy birthday.
41. I didn't want anybody to know that you turned 41 today.
I have a dad topic.
Dad.
It's a money-related dad topic.
Topic.
My children
yep.
do not have a set allowance.
But I want to get into just a question before you do this, a precursor.
Sure.
So, because Sawyer's been asking me about this, and you're my new thing, and she was like, Dad, I want to get a bank account, because right now we just do piggy banks.
Yes.
But, like, her piggy bank's, like, full, and we're on, like, piggy bank number two, and now that one's full,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
You need it.
Like, we need to get, like, her a checking account or a savings account, so, like, dad finance, what's the appropriate age, and, like, what do you do, and how do you do it?
So, this goes perfectly into
asking
the topic.
For a friend.
Because I think there's a, I don't know how to do this the right way. And okay. I think I have an idea, but I'm sure. not there yet.
Lay it on us.
My children have been spoiled
Mine
for
too.
Far too long.
Yeah.
It's so easy in today's age to put your thumb or to type in a password on your iPad and yeah. wham, bam, they get their Robux or their Fortnite V-Bucks
right.
or their NBA 2K
right.
coins or whatever the hell they're called.
The in-app purchases.
Yeah. I've spent so much fucking money on those things in my life. And now I'm like, all I've done is spoil my children. And they don't have any context as to this is how much $20 is or $10 is or $50 is. Right. When it's a big, like if we're going out of town and I'm like, hey, you get $80 in Robux as like your gift because mom and dad are gone to Italy for 10 days. Like,
sure.
Whatever else. My children have only dealt, they have had cash. And they get cash as like, they get like a Christmas card sure. or birthday card.
Do they still teach money in school?
Okay, they still teach currency. They teach coins, bills. They do all that.
Whenever I go to McDonald's, the kid can't figure out the fucking change. I definitely don't think they'd listen. But at least they're teaching it. Okay.
However, my children do not pay in cash for the most part.
Right.
They make cash at their ice cream stand or whatever else like that. And then it just disappears. And now that we have the debit accounts, it goes into the piggy bank or it comes to deposit it into the account now.
Right.
They don't deal in paper money back and forth. You are a big paper money person.
I am. I'm a big currency person.
And I think that there is value in that in teaching. You have $50. You've now spent 20 of it. You know in your hand you only have $30 left.
Right.
When my kid has $400 in his personal checking account and he spends $20 of it, he still has $400 in his personal checking account because he's not seeing it disappear. He's not looking at a phone.
Are you talking girl math? Is this like
kid
math?
I'm talking that he doesn't realize that every time if
he doesn't have the ability to go on his app and be like,
he doesn't have an app
where
he's looking at it like, oh shit, I'm down to 350. Maybe I need to. There's no way to teach my children.
You almost need
in
like
a good way how to ration their money.
You need like a kid balance checkbook.
Exactly. So,
but they don't really make checkbooks.
But they don't make
checkbooks.
I mean, they do, but like,
yeah, nobody uses
them. When's the last time you balanced a checkbook?
High school.
Yeah, high school.
Home economics.
16.
Right. When I had to.
Yeah.
It was fake fucking money.
Yeah. So
I remember going to the newspaper and like looking up stocks, and I was like, hee hee hee, how about a buy Playboy?
I love it.
Playboy went up 1 penny. 16-year-old Kenny thought
By the way,
it was
that was Playboy
awesome.
Before there was Playboy.com.
Oh, and Playboy was still like, naked.
Yeah, and
you had to get magazines.
Still exist?
No, I think Playboy is gone officially.
Okay,
I think it's closed. I think with the Me Too stuff and like in general, I know they stopped doing nudies and magazines in general don't really exist.
Yeah,
I know that. And then like now everybody's
the only
on,
magazines
like,
I buy are fantasy sports and even
I don't
those
buy.
I
haven't bought
online.
A magazine in forever.
So going back to this topic, so my children both have a personal debit account at Chase. Granted, they also have a personal savings account, but that's something they don't touch.
They have a personal, though. I'm sorry.
A debit account.
Okay.
So they have a debit card.
A debit account means what? I mean, like, they have a checking account.
They have a checking, but they don't have checks. They just have the card.
Right, but it's still a checking account.
Yes. I believe it's just called a debit account now.
Is it different from a checking account?
I don't believe so, except there's no checks related to the debit account. A debit account is the new age checking account. Quote me on that.
Okay.
I actually don't know.
I don't know. I haven't
I don't know. I feel like it's
honesty,
called the debit account when
I have not
it up.
Opened an account in probably 25
oh,
years.
Oh, yeah, no.
The last time I opened up a savings account, I was like, oh, my app. I was just like, boop, boop, boop.
And
I just
savings
I could do it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, I need to add Lindsay to my checking account when we got married. Boop, 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 boop. I don't go to the bank.
No.
It's also through Chase, which I find, you know me, I'm not a big Chase fan.
No.
I don't like big banking business in general.
Yes.
I don't like the way I get treated at big banking.
Yes.
I use a small regional bank for my company's money.
We are
and they're fucking amazing.
And I might
she
need to
said
get
hello
that info
to me today.
From you.
Huh?
I might need some info from you on that.
They're the best.
Because
First Secure of Naperville, if you live in the Midwest, most of our people here are local. If you are looking for a better banking experience, I will personally guarantee you will enjoy First Secure Bank on Ogden Avenue in downtown Naperville, across from Riggs Brothers. Riggs Brothers, they do upholstery.
Oh, cool. Sure.
I got my top done there.
Oh, okay.
They're also very good.
Nice.
Very fucking expensive.
I'm sure they are.
But when a guy brings in a Porsche and he's like, I need a new top for my Porsche. They're like, cool, $5,000. I was like, okay, no problem.
Yeah, you're like,
go
I
ahead
have no one
it.
Else to go. It's like they
let me remove my monocle.
You're not going to go anywhere else to ask for a bid on that.
No,
you're like,
no,
you're like, the guy that does this.
Whatever
you charge you whatever it
whatever
is.
Whatever the cost is. Anyways,
so,
you know I love it. So the boys
have
a pseudo checking account.
There are other ones that I believe are bank not tied to your specific bank. Like, you can just get like an online debit account to put money into.
Okay.
Like,
that makes more sense.
If you're not
to
tied
me.
To like Chase, you can also
like
just
if
get
you
the.
Used Venmo
they show
or
up on my. Yeah, they
SoFi.
I think there's a SoFi one or.
Capital One is like a fake bank.
Yes.
In the sense that you don't go.
You can't go to a bank.
It's just funny. There's Chase's every goddamn corner out here, but I never really go to Chase. I don't take money out of the ATM.
No.
I literally deposit everything mobily. All my checks from work, I use Chase.
For petty cash for the office.
Yeah, I mean.
But like outside of like.
What do you use petty cash for? Like lunches and shit?
Tipping delivery people.
We could do a whole episode on tipping. But anyways, go ahead.
So yeah, that's actually a good dad
tip. So your point being on the dad side of this, the parenting, is how do you parent your kids on the idea of like, you've got $400 in your. I'm just going to say checking account because I can't say debit account. You have $400 in your account. Ooh, there you go. In your account. And you want to spend $40 at the Sport Mart on whatever. New cleats or whatever kids buy.
Sport Mart. I love
golf
Mart.
Shirt or Dick's. Something. Yeah, they go to Dick's.
No, there's no Sport Mart anymore.
Okay, yeah, you're right. They go to Dick's and they're like, Dad, I want to buy this. And you're like, cool, you've got money on your account. Boop, 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 boop.
There you go.
Do they have PIN numbers? And what are they like? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I'm not going
Don't
to say
their
what
number.
They are.
Do they have like a specific number?
They have
number?
PIN numbers.
Oh, that's awesome.
They each have their own. It's the same PIN number.
I'm happy
both of
with
them,
everything right now.
Yeah.
I do find that you're right. It's hard for them to understand the idea of how do they quantify what they have in
what
there.
What they have and what they're losing.
Right.
Because their dad.
They almost need to run like a small business here.
So my kids will be like, Dad, will you buy this for me? And I'm like, they're like, but use my own money. And I'm like, so they want me to use their debt. First off, it's only my credit card that's tied to any of these purchases online. So then I'd have to go into my app, transfer the money out of their account to put into my account,
right?
And to show that their money's disappearing.
Sure.
The problem is $400 to them seems like $1 million.
Right. They're Scrooge McDuck in that shit,
but
jumping
then,
in it.
But they actually don't know that it's not $1 million because they're dropping $20 every day that they want to.
It's 5% of your net worth
Robux.
There, kid.
I'm like, yeah,
right.
You can do that 20 times. After 3 weeks, you're fucking broke.
You're out.
Brayden's sitting here, he's like, Dad, will you buy me this? He's like, don't yell at me. And I was like, you always yell
always
at me when I ask these things. And I go,
so
I'm this
thing.
Goes roll into the, I do need to adjust how I talk to my children about certain things because sometimes my frustration comes across as yelling, which I'm okay with. It's not really yelling. It's
two
more
great
of
jokes
a,
about that, but go ahead.
But yes. So he's like, Dad, literally driving home from me, he's like, Dad, don't yell at me, okay? And I'm like,
okay.
What are you prefacing?
Yeah,
this
normally
for?
That means I'm going to yell at you, but go ahead.
But I'm like, okay. I'm like, right. I won't yell. And he goes, so can I get some money for NBA 2K? And I'm like, okay, how much? He goes, $100.
Whoa!
I'm like,
motherfucker!
I'm like, no!
What's he getting?
I'm like, no, you can't
get $100. You buying a fucking team?
I'm like, you just got a small, you got some money yesterday, and I believe earlier this weekend you got some money too for something that you wanted
what
to get
What did he
want
to buy for $100?
If they were like packs that you can open to get random players and other shit or...
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about those games.
It's just...
So you get like a... Like,
you can, you see, like collect, you're making your own team.
Like a digital
you always,
playing cards?
You get a digital player.
Okay.
You can get like you
are
can
they real players?
So
they like
yeah. You can unlock like a 99 out of 100 Kobe.
I was gonna say the first player I thought of was Kobe, but
so
he's
like
dead,
you know how Madden gets a ranking like oh you're the top player in the world you're like a 99 or 100. Oh Jesus, 99 or 100. Most of the players you start with are like level 70.
Okay.
And so you can buy packs to get higher level players.
Fucking
and
video
so
games,
always
man.
Chasing
what happened
to
the old days when I was
you just played Contra and you made sure you got to
yeah.
Like,
the only thing you had to know is up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A-B-A, start.
Start if you want a two player.
Yeah,
if
you're playing with a buddy.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
just
fuck
start.
It, man, that's it.
Solo player, 30 lives, that's what you get. You
how
fight
did,
your way off.
How did Nintendo get that out? Because there was no internet then.
How do I know A-B-A-C-A-B-B is the blood code for Mortal Kombat 1 on Sega Genesis? Fucking idea.
Just like,
magazines. That's how. Magazines. And Game Genie
brings it all back.
Game Genie was the best. Anyway, so my problem in today's world of teaching children money is how do I teach them money? I need to put them on an allowance that they're seeing that's a set number of money each week.
Okay.
Like, you can, if you do all this, either you can get $20 or I will give you $20 towards a game type of thing.
Right.
You also,
spend, and again, it's the idea you can spend it however you want. This is money you've earned
or,
to spend.
Or you can save it.
You want to save it?
He's sitting there, he's like, Dad, I want these Kobe shoes. And I'm like, okay, do you understand that if you didn't buy this thing 5 times, you could get those shoes?
Right now.
Right now,
you
today.
You don't even have to ask for it.
You don't even. You could spend your own money on a $120 pair of shoes without, and I'd be fine for you to buy a pair of shoes for $120 you're super into. What I'm not fine with
NBA is NBA 2Ks?
NBA 2K24.
Are those your virtual shoes or he wants to buy real shoes?
He'd get real shoes he can wear. I'm like,
right.
If you
want to
invest.
Do they affect NBA 2K? Or?
No, not at all. There's no, QR code that goes. There's just.
Just
he's all about basketball right now.
Just checking.
Basketball team, travel team.
Basketball's
right
good.
Now. He's all about basketball. He loves shoes. He wants new clothes. He wants this. He wants some sort of.
He's all in on the basketball
Nike
life.
Tech sweatshirt. And I'm like, it's like a $100 sweatshirt.
He's watching Can't Jump.
Yeah,
all kinds
just
of stuff.
Woody Harrelson just right. up there with the arm.
So good.
So anyway.
He can't
like,
hear Jimmy, but he can listen.
He doesn't understand that if you don't spend $20 five times, it equals $100. He knows the math, but in the way that his financial brain works,
sure.
they don't equate. So right. how do you teach that in today's world when you're not physically dealing with a piggy bank in cash? So I think what
or
you have to do is...
the kid can see like the actual tokens yeah. going down.
Or they can say, Dad, I want to save up for this. Cool. I will save your allowance for X amount of weeks. And when we get there, then you and I can go out and do it. So I have to rethink how I do it. The problem is my kids are now 8 and 9, and they've already been indoctrinated into some shitty habits when it comes to finances. Not cool. So to go back to your world, exactly. I don't know. So I don't know the answer to this question,
mm-hmm.
and I'm all about having them have their money in a debit account. It makes them feel cool. It lets them. They want to put the card in the machine when they go to the store so
right.
much, like putting their own PIN code. Like it's super cool for them. But you still have to have some way of equating how much money have they do they have, and what does that mean is left for them in their account. And so I don't know how to cross it into kid language
right
yet. Working on it. One of my goals
yeah,
for
I
the
get,
end
get,
of this year,
I get that, because like I remember when I was a kid and you had an allowance and it was like, you're right, you had paper money and it was like, I have $80. And my dad's like, well, whatever you want to, that new Nintendo game you want to cost $49. And then I'd be like, fuck, that's like most of my money. And it'd be like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want it? I'd be like,
yeah.
I don't know. Now I want to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, but because I could physically.
Because you're physically like,
hold
oh,
it.
If I have this much and I get rid of half of it, I only have half that much left.
But like, how do you translate that now into a digital world? What it was like, it's harder to understand to quantify how much those things
yeah.
are. I do understand that the plight of the electronic monies.
Because we were taught with paper money.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand that if I have $100, I spend 50. Oh shit, I just spent $50.
Mm-hmm.
I only have 50 left. Like, mm-hmm. But my kid, it doesn't seem to click, even though they understand the math. They understand the
yeah,
paper
no,
money.
No, it's just the idea. It's very
the
difficult.
The way of how to comprehend that spending.
I think there's a lot of people in this world that have difficulty comprehending spending.
Oh, 100%. That's okay. It is
yeah,
what it is. So
I mean, it's,
I would say if you're not with Chase, ask your bank. Do they have a thing through there for kids' banking accounts?
Oh, I don't know. That's
ask your
question.
Ask your bank first,
right.
And if not, there's a bunch of those online ones that aren't specifically tied.
Well, I'm a bit of a like poser. I still use Chase as my personal checking and
I
stuff.
I do too, and it's
I'm not crazy about them.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, it's okay.
I like the better service that
I like
get at the other place.
What I like about Chase, I have very nice bankers there, but they're a big corporation. They can't work with me on anything.
Yeah, they don't care.
What I like is the convenience. There's always an ATM. There's
sure.
always a bank. And I have an app that works really well across all my accounts that I can transfer money or do this or do that or pay this or Zelle this or... Does your bank have Zelle?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll save that. That's better.
I don't use it, but...
Yeah.
They have.
So one of those things, there's a world where small banks are important. So again, I would say that 100% do the debit card for her. She'll be excited about it. She'll want to spend it. My kids don't have their debit cards. They're in my home stored away, and if we go somewhere where I know they're going to want them, I grab them, put
them
in my wallet,
them, yeah.
or they take and put them in their wallet, but I don't want them
do
walking around all day
their wallets have Velcro
with
on them?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
100%, because they're stupid, and they'll drop things and lose them. Welcome to the world of 8 and 9-year-old boys.
They're children.
Yeah, they're children. They're going to lose them. But I would be cautious that you need to set up some sort of... When I was 11, 10, I saved up 40 weeks to get a Game Boy.
40 fucking weeks?
I got $2 a week for an allowance.
Jesus.
I saved up 40 weeks. Do your math. That's $80. And I remember waiting because I wanted a regular Game Boy.
Fucking Game Boy
have.
Costs $80?
No,
on game
it costs more. I got to $80. My dad saw how hard I worked. He goes, you know what, Matt? I'm going to throw in the rest. I think it was like
what
100
year,
to 120.
What year was that?
989. I mean, it was like 8 or 9. So it was like 90, 91. I think it came out in the late 80s. But I saved up for almost an entire year in order to get a Game Boy.
Authentic Game Boy on eBay, right? You now could, well, like, if it was now, you
now could, it'd be like 30, yeah, 40 bucks.
Oh, fuck. That's not even close. $85. No. There's one left.
For the original?
It's in 11 carts currently. So 11 people have thought about purchasing, but you can get a Game Boy right now for right around 85 to 125. You can
get I'd get one of the upgraded ones. Get one of the Game Boy Advances that has the backlit screen and all the colors and stuff like that, and you just plug the old Game Boy games into.
Oh, does that work?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Or you can just buy an emulator disc, emulator drive, and pop that.
See, I like the idea of the emulator shit, but then the problem is, like, it's just,
I don't like searching the screens.
There's too much stuff on there. I don't want 5,000 games.
Of note,
I want 3 games. I want Mega Man 3. I want Super Mario Brothers. And I want Tecmo Bowl. That's it. That's all I want. Throw a Tetris in there. Sweet. Ooh. Give me 6 games. I can make 6 games work. I don't need 9,997 fucking games because I don't play 9,991 of them.
Yes. I have that. So I have the arcade in the basement. It has like 55,000 games on it.
They just sold mine in Texas, which is great.
Did you? First off, I would love to make it run, but the person, the kids press too many buttons when the screen's off. It actually goofs stuff up. I've tried to get the hold of this IT guy in Nashville, or wherever the hell he is, in Tennessee or Arkansas or something like that, who sold me the hard drive that has all the games on it. He is a pain in the ass to deal with. He's an IT guy from the, he just,
and they don't want to talk
to
you.
I'm like, I will pay you. And he'll talk me through all this stuff. And now it's all goofed up. So now I just want to buy a Raspberry Pi for like $300.
I don't know what a Raspberry Pi
is. I think of like a mini computer.
Okay.
You can do for all sorts of stuff around your home. It's not like using a Windows or a Mac. It's like a, it's just a mini computer, costs like $100, and you can put all sorts of different, a lot of people use them for automating their home. You can use them a lot of times for emulators. So basically, if you buy a little $300, you can buy someone that's already set this all up, and it'll come with USB ports, and it'll come with controllers,
right,
and comes in a little box. I want that to plug into my arcade cabinet and just use the things. Here, I actually looked it up last night. So this is a, I don't know where the Raspberry Pi is. I don't know what to tell you. I'll figure it out later.
Okay, anyway, Raspberry Pi.
So I think I'm gonna do that so that my thing's up and running for next week for Thanksgiving when I have people in town and we can just play. My sister-in-law loves playing Paperboy.
Paperboy's a great game.
Also, Frogger.
Frogger, also very good.
Just
love Pitfall.
Pitfall's great. This is a Raspberry Pi. This is the case for a Raspberry Pi. Look, it's just a tiny little mini computer thing that has a computer inside with a couple USB ports.
Nice.
That's it. That's all it is. They're tiny little guys. They're cute and they work. Anyway, we had another topic to talk about.
Yeah. Harrison had a really funny joke.
I'm ready for it.
It's worth mentioning. This is like top 5 jokes of all time.
Of his jokes or all jokes?
Fantastic.
Fucking all jokes.
It's great. Lindsay and Lauren were out of town this weekend for girls' weekend, so Matt and I were solo dads,
dadding,
which is fine. Partying with the kids Friday, Saturday, it's cool. Sunday morning comes, I'm like, I'm out of making breakfasts. I need a break.
We're getting Mickey D's.
We're going to Mickey D's. Get hotcakes and sausage, which is great because hotcakes and sausage are just probably one of the top breakfasts.
I wish they sort of served them on that styrofoam plate.
Yeah, my kids, our kids, well, not that we have kids together, but our kids individually that we have had with our wives will never be able to. I want to make sure people understand the dynamic.
Never able to enjoy that styrofoam container.
There are so many sad things, but be prepared for this week's meme because it's a throwback to McDonald's and it's so good because I love that. I had my 2 favorite birthdays were at McDonald's. My 4th and 5th birthdays.
Sitting on those hamburger stools.
Were at, it was so fucking good. And the Fry Guys, like, remember the Fry Guys were a thing? It's great. So anyways,
The Fry Guys and then hiding
Sunday morning,
in the Burger King jail.
Kind of have a lazy morning.
Or the McDonald's jail.
It's like 7:30, which is lazy on Sunday mornings now for single dads. And the kids are just watching their iPads. I come down. I'm like making espresso, being cool dad. And then I was like, all right, guys, we're going to McDonald's today.
Boom,
and
boom,
Sawyer
boom.
Was like, I'm like talking into, from the kitchen into the family room. And Sawyer was like, all right, cool. You just going to go? Or because normally like in the morning, if Lindsay's asleep, then I'll go get breakfast, come back. Yeah. And I don't care about it because mommy's upstairs asleep. And I was like, no, I'm like, we can't do that. Yeah. She's like, why not? I was like, what fucking planet do you live on? And I want, and
you have a 4-year-old brother. Like, I don't.
I was like, what fucking planet do you live on? And Harrison, like, he's answering the fucking question to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire's millionaire question. He was like, Earth!
Earth!
And I fucking lost it. He was so proud. He was so excited. He was like, Earth!
What fucking planet do you live on?
Like,
Earth!
Like, I was asking a serious question. We all lost it. He was like beaming, and I was like, you got it, buddy. The answer is Earth.
First off, you're correct.
You're right,
and
dog.
You're hysterical right now.
It was so genuinely funny. He was just so excited to know the answer, because we do trivia every once in a while. When we're in the car, I do it a lot with them, and we do a lot of, like, you know, name the four oceans. What are the seven continents? What's the imaginary line that cuts the Earth in half? What's the famous boat in the early 1900s that sank on its way to New York City? That was always what my dad would say. He would say,
Santa Maria.
He would say, Allison, what's the my youngest sister, or my only sister, my younger sister. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. My younger sister. He would be like, Allison, what's the imaginary line that cuts the Earth in half? And she would go, the equator. Correct. That's right. And then he would go, Kenny, what is the famous boat that sank in the 1900s sailing its way to New York City? It hit an iceberg. And I would go, the Titanic. He was like, correct. And then he would go, Bert, what are all the names and addresses of people who died on the Atlantic? And he would go, yeah, that's not fair.
Just to torture
him. Just to torture him. Be like, oh, guess Bert's doing the dishes, because that
Bert
was always
lost.
Whoever lost had to do the dishes, and Bert would always get mad. What are all the names and phone numbers of
I
people
like
who
the
died?
Joke.
Harrison just, he straight up nailed it. It was so funny. And he was so proud to know that the answer was Earth.
I'm proud of him.
Like, he was Final Jeopardy. And
he got it.
Risked
he, just
it
made,
all.
He made double pancake on that one.
What is Earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Double pancake time. Double hot cake.
He fucking nailed it.
So you had one other topic you wanted to talk about.
Confidence.
Confidence. Well, you were
sports
talking.
Sports in general.
Sports in general.
And obviously, we are believers, and
yes.
I won't say that this is definitive, but you and I are believers that our children play sports for a couple of reasons. One, it's for camaraderie. Two,
yes.
It's to kind of work as a team and understand that there's a common goal and you need to work with people that you probably don't get along with all of them.
Yep.
It's just life. You got to work together to
not
accomplish
all your best friends.
This goal. And then obviously, two, to kind of promote some self confidence, right? To be more confident in the world and understand these things. And, you know, and then they learn a lot of valuable lessons, right?
Also, just to get the fuck out of the house and get some energy out.
Also, that's a
but
big
yes.
bonus, too.
Yes.
Right? You have two boys. I don't have to worry about that as much.
Mine
but...
just are, I was ready to throw them out of the house last night.
Oh, I that happens on a daily basis.
I was so.
You let me know what
so
time
done.
Of day I want to chuck them out of the house.
So done. Anyway, we won't talk about that because it's not necessary. So, yes.
So
those major three things.
Sawyer loves soccer.
Yes.
She loves soccer. And she's pretty good too.
Yeah.
She's getting better and she's interested in it and she's like practicing
she's
and she's
showing
like,
effort.
She's working towards a goal, which I love. And I love the fact that it's exercise. So I want them to be active, right?
Yes.
More than just running around in the basement playing pirate dodgeball, which is a game
Ooh.
That I've invented.
I like pirate dodgeball.
Yeah, there's also zombie dodgeball.
Ooh.
Yep, which is a good one. And I did tell Quinn the other day that if zombies actually required us to play dodgeball, she'd be dead in a week. So you need to liven
work
up
on her dodgeball
bit.
Skills.
Yeah, work on the dodgeball.
All right.
So Sawyer plays in this indoor league. They didn't have enough to do a girls league and a boys league, and she's nine years old.
Co-ed.
So it's co-ed.
Ooh.
I had to explain what co-ed means because I told Sawyer that it was co-ed. She was like, cool. They're like multiple eds? And I was like, no, it has nothing to do
that's
with a boy named Ed. It's co-ed. And she was like, huh? And I was like, I don't know. It's a thing in college. And then I was
what
like, wait, hold on.
What does the ed stand for?
I think it's co-education, meaning that they the men and women's were co-educating together.
But we only use it in sports nowadays.
I don't understand why it's a thing. And that could be totally fucking made up. But that's what I always assumed.
Can it
that
be
it
like
meant.
Co-Jennies?
Well, the problem is the co-ed of this ed is mostly ed. There's not a lot of chicks. There are three girls in the league that I've seen so far.
Okay.
Two of which are on one team. Sawyer's on the other. And I think there's four. I think there's four teams in the league.
Oh, so pretty small. Play each other a couple times.
Yeah, it's 8 weeks long.
Okay.
There's no practice. It's just games.
Yep.
There's no coach. I just was volunteered.
No coach at all?
I'm the coach.
So here's the good news. You don't have to fight for your prior issue where you became assistant coach that wasn't
was
an assistant
number
coach.
Four.
Number
I was like
four
a fucking
three.
Assistant to the offensive lineman.
You were the Dwight Schrute of the assistant
it was awful
coaches.
Of the last one. But the coaches were very nice.
That was not anything on those coaches. That,
like
was,
coach
that was
Ken
a park
end.
District.
But yeah,
or a district thing. Or,
I had never signed up before. And normally there's so lack of like parental.
You're just
helping.
Ready to be there.
I'm just like, cool, I'm there. Which is what happened this time. Yeah. Lindsay didn't sign me up,
and there's
nobody there, which was great. So the point that I wanted to make of the idea of like, I love the fact that, and she's very confident. First game she played, she was very nervous about playing with the boys.
Yep.
She's the only girl on the field.
Understandable.
Again. First week. She'll be nine on Saturday.
She'll be nine. So she's in third grade.
She's in third grade.
Third grade will be nine.
This is
on
all
Saturday.
Third graders.
Forget your family has so many birthdays close together.
All right. So all third graders.
Yes.
Which is fine. The boys are they're different. They're boys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, physically, men grow faster than women.
They are.
And women mature faster than boys. That's just the way it is.
From a mental perspective, they're
much better.
Less mature. From a physical perspective, they're just
significantly
stronger,
more,
faster.
Right. It's like playing with 19 cavemen out there.
They're a bunch
of
idiots.
It's great. But she's cool. She was a little nervous after the first game. Well, and we also played a really good team.
Okay.
We won 3-2.
Ooh,
and we probably
being
the
good
paid
squad.
The best squad. I didn't realize how good we were
because
I just thought. All of the boys
that other
played
team
like
played
this.
The best squad. Yours.
That is correct. I am now the coach of a 2-0 indoor soccer team, which is kind
2-0.
Of crazy. Never been this successful in coaching before. And so then we go to game number two and we play kind of a lackluster team.
Okay.
They had two girls on the team, which I was like, this seems kind of weird. Like if you had three girls, you'd
split them up, or maybe they're friends and
really
set up together.
Or maybe they're just very like
They're gender blind.
Their gender don't give a fuck. Meaning they just like pick kids, put them out there. That's who's on the team, which I guess is fine. So, anyways, we played another team. They were not very good.
Okay.
We won. I stopped counting. 15. They scored 15 to 16 goals in the 45 minutes.
That's a lot.
It was a ton. It was a ridiculous amount.
Yes.
And the way the field works, it's a full soccer field that they cut in half, and then we play. Like sideline to sideline, you know
how
what I'm talking
many,
about?
How, five by five on five, or how many?
Six on six players, one goalie, so it's seven. Six,
so, okay.
seven,
so
on seven,
seven,
including
seven.
The goalie, right? So it's like three forwards, three defense.
Yeah, so you're playing
like
three you're playing half of a mid, full soccer pitch.
You're playing the end,
yeah,
right. So like it's like instead of the soccer field going this way, they made two fields going boop,
yep,
boop, right. And
yeah.
There's a north field and a south field,
which is great.
They're up like you know
a million points
shit
to
house.
Zero, yeah, whatever.
To the point now where it's not necessary to ask. And what happens is all of the kids on both teams are in the one bench area. What do they call it in hockey?
It's a bench.
Yeah, just like they're in the bench area,
yeah.
Like with the door opens up, like the cool,
yeah.
Like because it's indoors.
It's indoor.
Indoor.
Yeah, you got it's almost like you're
walls.
On a hockey.
You're
rink.
Almost
you
like a hockey rink.
Yeah.
Very cool. The other coach went out on the field, and I was like, "Are we allowed to do that?" And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, they're kids. They need help. And I was like, they do. Because I was trying to get them to sub from the other side. I'm yelling across the field. Nobody could hear shit.
Yeah.
It was the first week. I didn't know anybody's name.
Echoes in
so
his
I'm
loud.
Calling
yeah.
Rajvir, you know, not the right name.
Peter.
And I was like, can I just call you Raj? And he's like, yeah, that's totally fine. I was like, cool. The other guy's name's like Corvair. And I was like.
You got some fancy kids' names on your team.
It's bananas. I wrote them all down.
One's bananas?
No.
Oh.
It's bananas.
Oh, okay.
Like the Gwyneth, what's her name?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
Yeah.
Stefani?
Stefani. Gwen what, Stefani.
Is he on your team too, Stefani?
No. I wish he was. Sawyer scored two goals.
Good for her.
Super excited. So her confidence level
boop.
Went from like, I don't know if I'm ready to play with boys. She was always a forward in the all-girls league, and she wanted to play defense, which I was kind of, I wasn't disappointed, but I was sad. I was like, am I making the right decision of letting her play in the all-boys league?
Is she too timid? Is she too in her own head?
Am I making it worse? Am I making the shy thing like worse? Because Sawyer's, you know, quiet when you first meet her, and then she opens way up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes her a little bit of time to get used to places. And I was like, am I making it? Is this a bad decision? But it was a great decision because we played this really good team.
Mm-hmm.
One, super excited about that. And then she did have a big stop in the other game, which won us. I mean, it was one of the things that won us the game. So she was a help. Like, she was part of the team that, like, you hate playing in a team where you didn't really do shit and you won. It's like, great, I'm a great team. I'm a fucking guy that just stands here.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she physically, she
did
made a big stop on defense. She was very happy about it. She's like, I'm comfortable at defense because I'm not quite ready to get up there.
Yeah.
Well, we were playing so good, and the good players, I was like, guys.
Got to pull them back.
Go back. You're on. I just pulled them out. I was like, you guys go. We have like four subs.
Yeah.
We have like too big a team, which is also a problem.
The
I've
big
never
scorers
had.
Are sitting on the bench for a little bit.
I was like, guys, you're out. Go, what? Yeah, You just go sit down.
Can't score more
How
goals.
Do you explain to children, and then my guys are like, coach, what's the score? What's the score? I was like, just we don't enough. Need to talk. It doesn't matter.
You just say it doesn't matter what the score
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter. But here's the thing.
Yep.
It does matter. I don't want, I have a hard time playing, and let me get this out. I have a hard time playing the, I want to teach them that it's not appropriate. You've got to be humble in winning.
Yes.
But I want you to win.
Yes.
I care about winning.
Yes.
I'm not the coach that's going to be like, I don't care as long as everybody's having a good time.
No.
Fuck you. That's not life.
Dude, if we lose, I'm in a bad
that.
Mood. Like, I'm like,
I don't want them to take it as, you know, but like, yeah. You know, for me in golf, I feel like I've found at 43 years old, I have found a very pleasant area. When I play bad, am I mad? I am. Does it affect me for the entire day? No.
No.
Do I have maybe an hour-long drive home that I'm aggravated?
Like,
and then when I get
off,
home,
yeah.
I remember, like, I love my children, I love my family,
I also just
happy.
Got to golf random. Like, yeah.
And I'm golfing on a Tuesday. Like, yeah. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, when I play well, am I on cloud nine?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
let's go to a casino, you know, and have some
I don't let it affect
blah, blah.
Me as much, but I want them to understand that there's a benefit to winning and that there are effects when you lose.
Yes.
And I want them to be into the sport where they care. Not life or death. Like, we're not talking, you know, Karate no. Kid 2 here where they're fighting in the pit.
Care, put effort in.
I want you to
try.
Win. And I want you to know the score.
Yeah.
But I also want you to understand that you need to be humble in winning and gracious in defeat. Like,
you can't rub it. Like, if you're that much
don't be a sore loser.
Don't be a sore loser.
Don't be
a
sore winner.
Don't be a dick. Yeah.
Right. Don't be a sore winner.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get them to understand that. And I had a huddle at the end. I was like, guys, I need you to understand you won when you're up 9-0. Don't ask what the score is.
Yeah.
You know you're crushing them. It doesn't matter.
We'll talk about it after
we're
the
winning
game.
A bunch.
Yeah.
You're dominating them. Yeah. I go, that's why I'm not letting you guys go up there. I let the other kids go. And the two best kids were up with Sawyer and another kid. And I was like, hey, your goal is not to score.
It's to pass.
It's to get Sawyer open or get Graham open.
Yeah.
They have not scored yet. Get them a goal.
Yeah.
Find a way to get open. Sawyer, Graham, get open. Stay in the middle. Don't go to the ball. I'm like, I'm like Dick and up here. I'm like fucking
the guy kicking and screaming.
Okay, fine.
Dick
is
Dick with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that was great.
It's a great.
I was like, you know, your job now is not to score. Your job is to find a way to get them open. Help your teammates score so that everybody can share. A little bit.
Yeah.
You don't need to win 50-0 and score 12 fucking goals. Yeah. I don't care about
how
that.
How much?
You already
much,
scored three times. That's enough.
Does Sawyer's first goal, do you think it feels a little bit better than your fourth goal? Like,
And
like,
she had actually already scored.
Yeah, but like the other Graham or whoever. Yeah.
I was just like, no, your job is to practice. Let's get them.
Let's do the other stuff.
Let's get more stuff going. And then you're going to go back to defense. Yeah. But I want to play defense. And the one kid, Grant, was like, coach, I was like, buddy, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're the goalie. Just stand there.
Yeah, just be there.
I was like, you cool? He's like, yeah.
He's like,
I'm good, coach.
Keep fresh.
Grant's smart. Grant, I told everybody, they're like, nobody wants to play goalie. And I was like, that's fine, guys. Everybody's going to play goalie.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. You can get it out of the way now, or I'll force you to do it later. But everybody's going to play goalie. You're going to play goalie for half a game. That's it. No complaints. That's life.
Deal with it. Nobody Everyone wants, gets their turn.
Nobody wants to clean the garbage cans out at the end of the day, but that's just a job that we all got to do. Sorry. We don't have a permanent janitor. Just what my job is. But it was good. Like, I'm trying to teach them, like, I find it hard to balance. And I could tell maybe some of the parents don't like the way I'm doing things.
Parents
but I don't give a fuck.
Every sports
parent's
going to be
Grant's dad gave me, like, a real shit look. I was like, all right, Grant, we'll see you next time. Have a good night. Or have a good day. And, like, Grant's, like, you know, gave me, like a cool guy, yeah. 9-year-old nod.
Yeah. So,
you know,
up.
And
later,
like,
coach.
It's up. And he walks by. And I could tell his dad just gave me, like, this fucking death stare.
Because Grant was in goal?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a turn, man.
And Grant, this kid, he volunteered.
Yeah, he also chose
Coach,
to
I'll do the second half for goalie. I was like, good.
Cool.
Good man, Grant. Get in there. He's like, cool. Because he knows damn well.
Nothing's happening.
I ain't playing anyways. At least
I'll play the easiest damn goal period I can handle.
At least this way I get to hang out on the field.
Yeah.
Because Alex, our other good kid, like, pff, he's sitting out.
Yeah.
Rajvir. I was like, Rajvir, quit dancing around, man. Like, you got to shoot it. I get it. You can stop and spin. You look awesome. But, like,
put the ball.
Eventually, you're going to have to score. Oh, can't just God. Dance around with it. Quit dancing. you know?
All the footwork.
And I think I play that a little bit where I want them to like me and I want them to find it funny and I want them to remember, like, oh, that guy was a fun coach to
have. You still have to make it entertaining and fun. It doesn't need to be hardcore competitive at the age of nine.
It's a game, and I want you to understand that there's winners and losers here, and I'm okay with that. Either way, there's lessons to be learned on both sides. Sometimes you learn a hell of a lot more when you lose than when you win.
You learn a lot more when you lose than when you win.
I've been beat up a lot, and that's okay. I love the fact, and you said Braden has been teaching a lot about the idea of like being more confident. And,
so that's where we're working.
And it carries over to all levels.
It's like, I like the confidence in sports because it's going to carry over into your day-to-day life. It's going to make you do, like, jocks that are good at football walk the hallways proud because they have that same pride that carries them through. Maybe they flunk a math test, but like, I don't need that to be the case either. But like,
sure,
I want him to instill that confidence. As a kid that occasionally deals with some anxiety and worries about stuff, I want him to build himself up as much as he can at this young age, and that will be a force that carries over into the rest of his life. So he's now on travel basketball for the first time ever.
Nice.
He scored 4 points his first game, 2 points his second game. He had 2 points in the third game. Not a ton of scoring, but he's scoring. What he is doing is he's making good passes. He's getting good rebounds. I'm not worried about his scoring. And I told him that. I go, dude, if you're open, take the shot. But what I want you to do is we're working. He's the biggest kid out there. We're talking about
tallest.
How do you box out appropriately? Yeah, tallest kid out there. How do you box out appropriately? Where do you stand on a free throw? Where do you stand when the ball's in the air so you can predict how to get it and get your butt on someone so you can push them out of the way and do that? So I'm working on letting him learn how to use his body the best way so when he's out there, he feels like a badass. You see the kids that have already done this for a year. They're out there. They're diving after balls. They're going for the steal. They're just aggressive. Like, if the ball's in the air, they're aggressively grabbing for it.
Right.
Braden's tall. He's jumping. He's going for the ball. But you can see there's a slight hesitation in how quick he moves for a loose ball. Or if he's predicting where the thing, he's so in his head about making sure he's guarding his guy.
Right.
Or he's in the right spot. So I want it to become second nature.
And that's going to come with those things. It takes time.
100%. He's got a million games. He'll get there eventually. But that is the thing that I worry about. That's the thing that I focus on most with him, is getting him where he is comfortable out there, where he's like, this is my, because he does it to me on the driveway. He's like, I'm going to make this, dad. Like, look at my butt. Like, he's so confident in front of me. I want him to carry that over into that. He's confident in the video game. He's confident on the driveway, and he's confident in practice. I want him to make sure that he stays that confident on during game time. And just like, I'm a badass. You're on my court now, and I'm going to show you why it's my court. That's what I want him to do. That's so good. Same thing. Like, you want Sawyer to be like, I'm comfortable enough to move from defense up to offense.
Right.
I am now showing that I have that confidence in myself that, you know what, maybe I don't do it right every time, but I'm cool enough to play up here.
I want them to learn it. I want them to understand it. I want them to work on it. Yeah. I think it's important. And, you know, that's why you should be playing sports.
For Braden, he's like, he made a tryout basketball team. There were like 30 kids that tried out. They only took 13. I'm like, that is what you need to focus on. You are good enough to be here. I don't care if you make a shot. I don't care if you miss all the shots. Know that you're good enough to be here and just go with that. So anyway, instill confidence in your kids. I don't know how the fuck to make them figure out how to take care of money.
Laugh hysterically when they make good
and
jokes.
When they say earth, just fucking...
It's hilarious.
Good joke. Way to go, Harrison. Dude, actually,
I don't think it was a joke. It was just...
It was such
a funny moment. And like now he's like totally like...
Now he's like...
Randomly
now,
he'll just yell earth.
You know why? Because he instilled confidence in himself and he made everybody laugh.
That kid
laugh
doesn't need any more confidence. No. But I mean, he's... You know, it's good. It's good. I love the fact that he said it like it was.
He's a fearless 4-year-old.
Oh yeah, it was hilarious. So,
oh man.
Anyways, this weekend I will be hanging out at Great Wolf Lodge. So be prepared for.
You
some
get to
Great
go to Great Wolf Lodge.
We're going for Soy's birthday.
Nice.
We're going
I've
Friday,
never
Saturday,
been
Sunday.
To Great Wolf Lodge.
We're staying in the cabin suite.
I don't know what that means.
It's a themed hotel room called the cabin suite.
So
it's a log cabin themed hotel, not like our actual room is a hotel. Like a
your cabin. Room is
not the right. We didn't go base. We went.
You went
log cabin.
Bougie.
If log cabins
could
be
doing
bougie.
All the water parks.
I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Is it water parks like mini golf?
We're going to Grand. We're just going there.
Great Wolf Lodge,
and they have an arcade. So I'm excited about that.
That's cool.
The food's going to be terrible.
Never been to.
Did you know
to whatever it is?
Top Dad Trivia, and I do love your Monday trivias, which
Thank
have
you.
Been great lately. Always.
I'm trying to spread out the knowledge.
They're super cool. I love them because it's like. shit I never would think about.
Yeah.
And it's so funny how you and I have different ideas and stuff. Like, I would have never once thought, like, what is the fucking difference of what of a leaf sounding thing? And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's like those like toilet paper things. It's like word of the day.
Yeah.
This is like your top dad, Matt.
Welcome to your random little knowledge dump. Or
random shit of the day.
Yeah.
I got a random one for you, and you can use it if you don't.
Okay.
Do you know that the person who invented, I'm going to say which side I want to do it on, the inventor of the Atari,
okay,
also invented a wonderfully exciting child place that is still somewhat active today.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
The guy that invented Atari
apparently,
created Chuck E. Cheese?
Also, what they are now getting rid of the animatrons. They're no longer going to have the playing band, the banjo playing
they
bears.
Had them at ours. Have they? Do they still have them at some
apparently
of them?
Apparently some of them. They're getting rid of all of them. They're all gone.
I didn't know. I only know the one that's right there on Aurora. That way.
One of the directions. We're both pointing
that,
a direction.
Yeah, that way.
The one on 59 right in New York Street.
Yeah.
In New York Street.
By the old venture.
I think it's in the old venture. Can't believe
actually,
you and
I
know.
No, I think it's an old Hobby Lobby. Hobby Town, USA.
So I think it was Venture. Then it turned into Hobby Lobby.
Now Hobby Lobby's over there. Hobby That's Town, religious. USA.
That's the Chick-fil-A version.
Yeah, Hobby Town was the original like Pinewood Derby
correct.
And painting place and
then
like
it
model airplanes.
Into, but I think either way are those two.
Whatever,
places.
It's right in that,
it's in that
little
right
strip
spot.
Mall.
Yeah, which is really funny. So anyways, take your kids to Chuck E. Cheese
and
reminisce
apparently,
about Atari.
I'm excited to hear a glowing and or just in-depth review of the Great
Wolf
Lodge.
I will let
Wolf
you know
Lodge.
About how Great Wolf Lodge goes and if I'm thankful that we went or not, because next week's
Thanksgiving.
So we got to do our Thanksgiving shout-out. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Thanks for listening to the Top Dad Podcast. Make sure you share us with your friends and family. We are not just a Midwest Coast place. Hold on. Yeah, this is the third coast.
The third coast, the Midwest.
It's the Midwest. We're the third coast, the one in the middle of
we
the...
We're starting like our own rap posse, like the Third Coast Records.
I would love to make Third Coast Records. I think that's actually a place.
Okay.
We're going to be going to California soon.
Yep.
We're going to be doing some other stuff. So check us out. Make sure you share us with your friends. It's all about dads being dads, parenting. We try to help with your kids. It's not always successful, but at least you can laugh along with us with funny things like when your child yells. And not to mention the fact that I was like, what fucking planet do you think
we
live
on? I love the fact
that
it was
in a
heated moment.
Yeah,
it wasn't even heated. It was like a dad.
But I was like, what fucking planet do you live on? Do you think I'm going to leave the house while you guys are here? Just drive to fucking McDonald's.
Earth.
He's like, Earth. I was calling out.
Oh,
God. It was so good. Fucking Harrison. He's hilarious.
See you later.
See you next time, everybody. Bye.